CJSF is practicing social distancing, so this episode was produced remotely.
You are now tuned in to The Jambalaya here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Wednesday 1 o'clock Jambalaya Show. I'm your host, DJ Mehdi, and my friends call me Linda. We broadcast at Simon Fraser University here in beautiful Burnaby, BC, on unceded Coast Salish territory, which includes the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today is our Whammy's radio version award show, and I can't believe this is finally happening. Hands up, what? I'm here with our MCs, the lovely Lola Loops and the Machine.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, hey, glad to be back on CJSF. This is Steve Ricardo from the Crash Rebels. Yeah!
Hey, this is Lola Loops, your MC for the 2020 Whammies.
Thanks, guys, for being our radio show MCs. So usually in February, the Whammies, we do this crazy fun award show and give out awards to local talents. This year, we postponed it until summer, then COVID hit. And if you follow the Whammies, you already know who the winners are. But this radio show is for people who have never heard of the Whammies.
So this will be like an audio version of what the actual show would have been like. But without the cursing, the swearing, the drinking, the really? Like, me, what are we doing, like a Michael Bublé thing here? I'm not doing this. Not doing it.
Steve, get your butt back here. You're supposed to do the welcome announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, musicians and non-musicians alike, bartenders, bar mitzvahs, and burlesque dancers, put your hands together and please salute with me on the most amazing night of 2020 you will not forget, aside from COVID, of course. And yes, let us be assured you are sitting comfortably in your home, clothing optional, of course, with a warm cup of cocoa sitting in your snuggie. I think not. This will be more exciting than the important inaugural speech of Donald Trump, and able to get more ratings than a Beach Corman's reunion. Of course, you know what I'm talking about. I am talking about the 2020 COVID-friendly sitting from your home Whammies special. Please put your hands together, clap, because we cannot hear you as this is radio, ladies and gentlemen. The 2020 Whammies. Let's get this show started.
Welcome to the Whammies Award Show.
Welcome, and who do we have for our first speaker, Lola?
We've got announcing best album, Luke Murphy.
Luke Murphy, come up to our virtual podium.
Hey, everybody at the Whammies. My name's Luke Murphy. I'm currently at home residing in Ireland, but before all this COVID madness happened, I started and ran an open mic in Chinatown called The Grizzly Groove, which just showed me the absolute sheer talent and musicality that's in the city of Vancouver, and inspired me every week to come in and host that. And yeah, it was just one of the best times of my life, and hope to get to see all that music happen again. But the finalists for the best album are Tainted Soul, Whisper Music, Rebel Priest, and Alice Hardy. And I can tell you now that the winner is Tainted Soul. Congratulations, guys.
Please welcome Kitty to announce Best Rock.
Hello, everybody out there in Radioland, and welcome, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Kitty Kane, and tonight I will be announcing the winner in the Best Rock category. We're so lucky to have incredible wealth of local talent and some truly kick-ass musicians to choose from. Being a rocker my whole life, I'm honored to be a part of this show and to announce the winner of this year's Whammy for Best Rock. So without further ado, here are the nominees. Alice Hardy, Collision Course, Fear the Wolves, Never Minded, and of course, Rebel Priest. The Envelope, Please. No, hang on, I want to rip this up. There we go. Okay, and the winner is Collision Course. Thank you very much. Have a great night. Collision Course, go collect your Whammy.
Next, welcome Haz to announce Best Hip Hop. Ooh yeah.
I'd like to introduce the nominees. We have Lil God, Whisper, myself, Tazzilla, and of course Tyrell James. The envelope, please. And the winner is Whisper. Congratulations, my brother. It was a pleasure being on Slobber Knockers with you, and you absolutely deserve this. One love.
Oh, warning. Red alert, red alert. The Borg Queen will beam aboard and help announce Best Punk. Oh, yeah.
This is Jenny from Borg Queen, and as a lifelong nonconformist, I can say that I am very pleased to be presenting the award for the Best Local Punk category. The nominees are Alice Hardy, Collision Course, Violent Force, Tainted Soul, Reckless Beach, and Chief State. And the winner is... Violent Force!
Next, please welcome Christopher, Twan, and Kyle to announce Best Metal!
Hey, this is Christopher James from Witchy Sister and the metal band Saints of Death. With all the genres of music that exist out there, it's hard to find one that gets your heart beating and your fist pumping as much as metal. From wailing guitars to thunderous drums, soaring falsettos to booming bass, metal continues to push the boundaries of musical exploration. With all that being said, I'm going to pass you along to the singer of Saints of Death, Twan Holiday, as well as Kyle Harcott.
Hey, this is Twan from Saints of Death, and on October 23rd and 24th, Linda will be live streaming the Whammies at 5 p.m. on whammies.ca. There will be interviews, performances by winners, and a lot of cool stuff going on. So you better tune in October 23rd and 24th at whammies.ca, or I'm gonna come and get ya. You can run, but you can hide.
Now that's a hell of a growl. Hey, this is Kyle from Dirty Vicar. I'll be announcing the finalists for Best Metal Whammy. The nominees are Alice Hardy, Paramnesia, Road Rash, and Tainted Soul. Can I have the envelope, please? And the winner is... Tainted Soul! Congratulations, boys. Nice work.
Announcing Best Pop, we've got Rashid Nail.
Hi, this is Rashid Nail, music enthusiast and lover of the arts. This year, it is my honor to introduce the Whammy's Pop category. Pop has always stood out to me as one of the most accessible genres of music. And the artists who operate in this space entertain us, they delight us, they reach into our minds and leave us with lasting impressions. I can vividly remember being introduced to the Beatles by my friend Carl in ninth grade. For an immigrant kid who didn't hear much other than classical music at home in his formative years, my mind was blown. Anyways, without further ado, Taylor will now present this year's nominees.
Hey, where is she? She can't make it. All right, Prairie Dog, you're up.
All right, Taylor, I'll help you out by announcing the Best Pop Award in Vancouver. First nominee is The Furniture. Second nominee is Fallen Stars. Third nominee is Collision Course. And finally, but not last, Electric Halo. Envelope, please. And the winner is Fallen Stars.
All right, please welcome Kelly Fleming for Bluegrass.
Hey, everybody. My name's Kelly Fleming. I'm a singer-songwriter from Vancouver, and I'm pleased to let you know about the nominees in the Bluegrass category in Vancouver. The Vancouver music scene is full of great musicians, and the Bluegrass genre is no exception. So the nominees are... The Campfire Shit Kickers, Mud Dog, and Leah Nicole Barley. May I have the envelope, please? And the winner is Campfire Shit Kickers. Congratulations. Woohoo!
Presenting Best Alternative, please welcome Emily Malloy.
Hello, Whammy Awards. My name is Emily Malloy. I am a rock and roll grunge musician from Vancouver. Check out my stuff. I'm on Spotify. You can find me at emilymalloymusic.com. I have just put out a couple new singles this year so far, and I've got another few coming out, so definitely be sure to check that out. I am really excited to be here to present for the Best Alternative for the Best Alternative Band for Vancouver Whammies. And the nominees are Collision Course, Borg Queen, Alice Hardy, and Kat Basto. And the envelope, please. And the winner is Borg Queen! Congratulations, and congratulations to all of the nominees as well. You guys are all amazing, and hope you guys have a wonderful evening. Congrats.
Next, we have Ryan, and he's coming on the stage with his skateboard. Whoa, there he goes.
Wow, this is your one and only skate rat Ryan Clark from the electro rock group Purpale and the all-new Ripper Skateboard Magazine. Come join myself and Hippie Mike on Halloween Day, Saturday, October 31st from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. for the Ripper Skate Magazine Massacre at Chuck Bailey Skate Park. We want to see all you skate dogs dressed up in all your badass costumes massacring the park and slaughtering the coping while we take photographs and video evidence of the mayhem. Now, without further ado, I introduce you to the nominees for the Best in Avant-Garde. And the nominees are the Bourgeois Brothers, Bloody Betty, Mundo Kumo, and Manticore Kiss. And within this top secret envelope, we reveal the winner for Best Avant-Garde goes to... Oh my God, I can't believe it! The Bourgeois Brothers! Congratulations, guys, from Ripper Magazine and all the skate rats in the Lower Mainland.
Woo! Thanks, Rye. And there he goes, skating off the stage. And whoa, he just did a cool trick. All right, we got to get to a song break. We're going to play a song by a local violinist. Here's Georgia Coover with Android Heart right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Song, Georgia. Wow. All right, now we're going to start the categories for the individual instrumentalist.
Announcing best strings, we have Georgia.
And Thomas.
Now come on up to our virtual podium.
This song had meant a lot to me during my process as a composer. And what I love, not just being a violinist, but also a string polygamist, is being able to find the right spots and constantly playing with the G string and creating some climatic interests. And speaking of climax, here's Thomas Beckman.
Thank you, Georgia, for that wonderful speech. It's really been great to see you grow as an artist ever since we first collaborated for your exam and for the string quartet workshop through the CMC. Well, it's great to be here. It's a real honor to be announcing the nominees and the winner for this year's Whammy Awards. I think string playing is one of the great, great artistic skills and requires so much patience and so much talent, determination, creativity, and certainly all of these nominees exhibit this in spades. So now it is my great pleasure and distinct honor to announce the winner. So the nominees are Ari Mansell, Anna Kuchkova, and John Jandera. The envelope, please. Drum roll. And the winner is Anna Kuchkova. Congratulations.
Next, we have the Meat Sweats. Meat Sweats!
Hey, this is Bobby and Chris from the Meat Sweats. Here are the nominees for Best Bass.
All right, we got Darren Snezar, Evan Hansen, Spencer McIntosh, and Kyle Hagen. Envelope, please.
And the winner is... Darren Snezar!
Oh, congratulations!
Announcing Best Vocals, please welcome Eric to the stage.
Okay, let's do this. Hi, my name's Eric Wong. I'm in a band called Rose Soda. I'm the vocal and guitar in the band. We are a hard rock, rock ballet band located in Vancouver, BC. Today, I'm here to announce the best vocals. Here are the nominees. Clayton Stoltz, Evan Hansen, Clay Charlton, Anton Schindler. May I have the envelope, please? Okay. So the winner is Anton Schindler. Congratulations.
Next, we have Jade Weeks from Support the Scene.
Hey, I'm Jade Weeks, photographer, musician, and trans woman, and I'll be announcing the winner for the category of Best Guitarist. And the nominees are Paul Staney, E-Jazz Latta, Andy Cahalan, and Steve Machine Ricardo. Give me a drum roll, please. And the winner is Paul Staney from Alice Hardy. Congrats! He shreds. Well, on to the next category.
Hey, have you guys ever tried the Roti King in New Westminster? Well, we got Nick here to do a speech, and he's going to do it with Raz from New Critical Illness. It's insane!
Hey guys, I'm Nick Powell, and I go by DJ Coconuts from Vancouver, BC. I'm here on the Whammies, and I am here to talk about the best drummer. I love drumming because we wouldn't have any great bands without a good drummer. So, let's figure out who our nominees are.
Hey, this is Raz from the bands NCI and Autodelete. Here are the nominees for Best Drummer. And I'll pass on to Nick to start.
First nominee is Rod Turner.
Derek Hill.
Danny Server.
And Nate Pohl.
Let's grab this envelope. Envelope, please.
And the winner is...
Nate Pohl. Congratulations. All right. I actually have a restaurant called the Roti King in the U.S., and I had a lot of these artists come by and eat at my restaurant, and it was amazing, and they thought the food was amazing, so I totally support drummers.
Did you hear an echo? Well, you're going to hear one because we have Danny Echo as our next speaker, and he is paired up with... Steve, help me out.
Virginia Lynn. Yes.
Hi. I'm Danny Echo. And I'll be announcing the best keys.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lynn, owner of Euphonic Entertainment, Vancouver's top karaoke and DJ contractors. I had the pleasure of co-hosting the 2017 Whammies, and am back again to announce our nominees for best keys.
Here are the nominees.
Sasha Verigen.
Eddie Lam Halen.
James Meyer.
Kat Bastow.
And Damian Gray.
May I have the envelope, please? And the whammy goes to Catherine E. Bastow. Congratulations, Catherine. Now, over to Virginia.
Congratulations.
And announcing best brass, we have
Oleg Barsukovich of Bong Chow. Yes, Bong Chow, I love Bong Chow. And
Heavy Rotation.
Hi, everyone. I'm Allegro. I am a sax player of Bong Chow. I love music. I love fusion, funk, rock and roll, metal, jazz. I am thankful to musicians like Michael Brecker, Dana Coley, King Curtis, Maceo Parker, I am thankful to them that they showed me what real music is. Here are the nominees: Scott Vick, Mike Allen, Keller Chan, Christy Leodette, and Toby Dica. And the winner is... Keller Chan of Rain City. Congratulations!
Now that concludes our instrumental section. Now let's get to a song break. I'm curious to hear some Bong Chow. All right, here's Ride the Buffalo right here on CJSF. Bong Chow. All right, our next segment is about how we appreciate the talents that help support live music and events. And we'll also have an interview with Mary and James. They are organizing the live stream event that is happening this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th at whammies.ca. All right, now let's get started with Mr. Ruff, Mr. Atlas. It's Mr. Colin Marcus Jackson.
This is Colin Marcus Jackson for the 2020 Whammy Awards, announcing the nominees for Best Bouncer. The nominees are Dan Sitinsky, Kenny Lush, Phil Matuzels, and Donna Mabbitt. And the winner is Kenny Lush. Congratulations.
Next, we have DJ Taz. Welcome to the virtual stage. Come on up. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is DJ Taz from Vancouver, BC. I have the honor of announcing the nominee and winner of the Best Illustrative Artist. And here are your nominees. Alan Hapner, Angela Grimuza, Dan Habord, Richard Katinsky, Fabricio Rezende Fibrosis, and Taylor Bedell. May I have the envelope, please? And the winner is Taylor Bedell. Congratulations, Taylor.
The next category is burlesque. All right, who's announcing that one? Oh, this cutie, Vixie Vancouver.
Hi, I'm Vixie Vancouver. And the nominees are Geekenders, Melody M. Mangler, Bloody Betty, and Vanessa Cheretnik. May I have the envelope, please? And the winner is Melody M. Mangler. Congratulations.
Announcing Best Promoter, we have Panta Moshley
and Lee Shorten.
Hello, 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 and welcome everyone to the Whammies Radio Show. Hey, hey, hey. My name is Panta Moshley. I'm a little, local filmmakers from Vancouver, BC. Oh, yes, I am. So guess what I'm doing here? So today, me and my partner in crime in this show, Lee Shorten, we're going to be introducing to you guys the best promoter. Fwah, 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 fwah. That's the sound of those horns, just in case you didn't know. So what I want you guys to know is how important a promoter can be for local bands, even during these COVID times. Because I'm not sure if you guys knew, but there's still some events happening, of course, with a lot of precautionary measures. So let's introduce these phenomenal promoters. Well, bam, passing it on to you, Lee.
Thanks, Panta. Hi, everyone. I'm Lee Shorten, an actor, writer, director. You might know me from Man in the High Castle or maybe The Terror Infamy. It is my pleasure tonight to announce the nominees. They are Joan Frias, Siskin Star Productions, Coffin Party, Nasty North Entertainment Company, and Invisible Orange. The envelope, please. And the winner is Coffin Party. Ari and Catherine, congratulations.
Next, we have a behind-the-scenes interview with Marin. All right, let's walk back here. Do-do-do-do-do. Hi, guys. Hi, Marin, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Marin, and I am the Executive Director for the Society of the Advancement of Artists and Musicians, also known as SAM.
And what is SAM?
Okay, so SAM offers an outlet for curating talent, education, community give back, and career development. We work closely with other nonprofits, as well as for-profit companies, and are actively involved with opening of over 30,000 square feet of cultural spaces here in Vancouver. We also offer programming initiatives. There's lots of stuff that we do. If you want to check out more, you can go to our website, notsosecretsociety.ca, to find out what we're up to.
Cool. And what will you be doing at the Whammies?
The Whammies are put on by the Society, and we are a small group of folks, mainly volunteer run. I will be sort of doing the production side of the Whammies, so a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, making sure the ship runs smoothly.
And who's that guy? Yeah, that guy right there.
Another one of our great volunteers behind the scenes is James. He's been kind of our talent guy, taking care of all of the Whammy winners. James, you want to talk a little bit about what you're doing for the Whammies this year?
Yeah, sure. So this year, basically, I've been just corresponding with the winners, setting up interviews, conducting interviews, as well as helping out with some pre-recorded live performances, and just making sure everybody's taken care of.
We are really appreciative of all of the community support, and we are really happy and privileged to be able to offer this awards show this year, even though events have been closed down. We are ever learning how to move a live event to a streaming platform. It has been very interesting, and we're really excited to see how it turns out.
And where can people find more information?
You can follow us on Instagram at SAAMBC, or you can check us out on Facebook at the Society for the Advancement of Artists and Musicians. We also have our Whammies page on Facebook. And if you want to check out our website, you can go to www.notsosecretsociety.ca.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And now, back to the show. Please welcome Jeff Stackhouse to the virtual stage.
Hello, one and all. This is artist Jeff Stackhouse. I am coming to you live and direct from Abbotsford, BC, Canada. And I am here to give out a very lovely and coveted Whammy Award 2020. It's a phenomenal honor, and I'm just happy to play a part of this. I am an artist, and I do artwork in Abbotsford, BC, Canada. And I have just gotten a message, and I'm working on a new painting. So that'll be out in 2021. So I'll let you know when that is. Holy crap. I'm getting too many messages. Anyway, that's coming out in 2021. So I will let you know when, as soon as that art show is coming. And let's get on with the Whammies, the Whammy Awards. I'm announcing Best Producer tonight. And here are the nominees for Best Producer. Matthew Roach. Wes Swales. Cecile English. Dave Keske, Larry Litch. Can I have the envelope, please? And the winner is tonight. Drum roll, please. Let's hear it. Matt Roach. Congratulations to all the nominees. And a huge congratulations to the winner. We can't have great art without great producers. And you guys have made a huge difference to everyone in BC. Thank you all for coming to the Whammies tonight, Whammies 2020. Thank you, and have a great evening. Peace out from Jeff Stackhouse. Peace.
She was our official event photographer last year. Please welcome Athena.
Greetings, Whammy fans and nominees. My name is Athena Snap from Illicit Art Photography, and I'm very excited to be announcing the best photographer. When words become unclear, I shall focus with photographs. When images become inadequate, I shall be content with silence. Ansel Adams. And here we go with all the very talented nominees. Jade Weeks, Archie Biswas, Derek Carr, Keith C. Clark, Bob Hannum, and Vivian Wilson. May I have the envelope, please? And our very lucky winner is... Jade Weeks. Congratulations. Thank you guys so much.
Cheers to all the bartenders. Next up, we have Johnny Needles.
Hey everyone, this is Johnny Needles, bass player from the rowdy Irish band Paddy Wagon. I'm here to present the award for Best Bartender. Bartenders are our friends who listen to our woes and listen to our stories and nurses our booze. At least for a tip until they cut us off. Styles vary, with some elegantly pouring our pints with a shamrock in the head, while others crush the can with passion. Here are the nominees. Bloody Betty. Benny Kemp. Andy Cahalan. And last but not least, Benjamin Kenton. And the winner is... Bloody Betty. Congratulations.
I heard that Betty really knows how to crush those cans. All right, we only have two more speeches left, folks, so let's go with Dr. Mysterio and Jameson. They're going to do it together for the best sound tech.
Hello, everybody. This is El Dr. Mysterio. You might have heard me on such shows as Radio Alicia, Juke Stereo, and The Metal Meltdown. And tonight, we are here today, or this morning, whichever time zone you are listening to. We are here to announce the best sound technician at the WAMIs.
All right, you punk rockers, metalheads, hooligans, freaks, geeks, and misfits, it's your main man, Jameson Trenholm, here to announce a very special Whammy Award tonight. I'm pleased to announce your nominees for Best Sound Tech. But first, I just want to give all you SNFU fans a friendly reminder about the Chai Pig mural being painted in Gastown. Yes, we have raised the $4,000 for the mural, but keep those donations coming in because any extra cash we make will be going to the Chai Pig Memorial Foundation, which will help people suffering from addiction and mental illness. All you gotta do is Google Chai Pig Mural Vancouver and go to the GoFundMe. It'll pop right up. So open your hearts, open your wallets, and open your mouth and say SNFU. But now is the time you've all been waiting for the 2020 Whammy nominees for Best Sound Tech.
That's right, the Best Technician of Sound. And here are the nominees. Nate Paul.
Cecil English.
Matt Burnham.
Jonathan Heath.
Johnny Wildcat.
And Chris Crud.
Okay, Pancho. Pásame el sobre, por favor. Pancho, the envelope. Thank you.
May I please have the envelope? All right, and a drum roll. And the winner is, for the 2020 Whammy Best Sound Tech, Mr. Nate Paul.
Congratulations, Nate. Muchas felicidades.
Cheers, Nate. All right, stay safe, everyone. Hope everyone's doing great. Happy Whammy Night. Wahoo!
Peace.
Announcing Best Venue, we have Tyro James.
And Covey.
What's going on, Whammies? It's Covey from Clockwork Van City, a local hip-hop collective, and also the host of the Anza Club open mic. As you all know, unfortunately, we haven't had any open mics, but I'm still here to tell you that we have an award for the very best venue of the year. Hopefully these things will be opening up soon. But in the meantime, here are your nominations for the best venue in Vancouver presented by my boy Tyro James. Take it away, Tyro.
Hey guys, it's Tyro James. Thank you, Covey. And let's get right to the nominations for best venue. So here we go. We got Pub 340, The Astoria, SBC, and the Rickshaw. And envelope, please. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. And the winner is... Ba-bing! Pub 340. Congratulations to Pub 340 for winning this year's Whammy for Best Venue. Personally, I love Pub 340. Thank goodness they're putting on shows there again. And when this pandemic is all over, let's continue to enjoy some more shows at Pub 340. All right, this is Tyro James signing off. Back to you guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Tyro. Everyone took off, actually, so I gotta finish the show off by myself. Anyways, I'm gonna play one of your songs. Here's It's Magic featuring Eric Mack.
Hey, this is Chet Scoopaloops Biscuit for Pass the Mic TV. Let's go talk to Tyro James.
How's it going? Hey, Chet. Wow, hey, guys.
Tyro. No,
pass the mic.
What do you think of all the trash rappers in the scene?
Trash rappers? You know what? Trash rappers are good for the scene. Some people hate, but I appreciate.
Where do you think they're all coming from?
Well, you know, Chet, it's a little bit of magic.
Magician of the year, magician of the year. Step inside the box and I'll make you disappear. Magician of the year, magician of the year. Step inside the box and I'll make you disappear. Yeah, being hella crazy, it's got advantages. I'ma show the city just what magic is. Being hella crazy, it's got advantages. Cause I'ma show the city just what magic is. Your way to book shows, hook me up a feature, maybe Erica or Dope Flows. Oh, I don't put in work, I only reap results. Winning at the Whammies was a rig, I'm listed by default. How do I plan my tours? I take a fucking map. I throw a dart and rip a line, homie, that's a wrap. There's no confusion, city dreams are all illusion. So it's welcome to Vancouver, loser, shooting dope and boozing.
Hey, so did you guys catch that? Tyro had the Whammies in the lyrics. So cool. Anywho, Caleb stormed in to help me end the show. He is so awesome. He's a stormtrooper. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Caleb Friesen, owner of Starport Studios and lead singer of Kepler's Sun, also known as TK21581 of our local 501st Outer Rim Stormtrooper Garrison. I want you to do two things. Go check out Buckethead's A Star Wars Story on YouTube. Then go to patreon.com/TwinSunFilmFoundation and support us there. Then tune in this Friday for the live stream of this year's Whammies at whammies.ca.
Be safe, everyone, and may the force be with you. Here's Kepler's Sun with Verses right here on CJSF. Stormtroopers know how to rock. All right. So our next program after mine is Radio Gute. It's an all-German, all-Swiss, all-Austrian show. Starts at 2 p.m. And last night, I got my eyelashes done through Emily Malloy. So if you need eyelash extensions, go see her because they are awesome. We're going to play one of her songs. Here's Purple Sunbeams right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. See y'all next week, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Whammy's Radio Version Award Show.
Purple sunbeams seeping through my veins, and I don't know what to do. Purple sunbeams, shadows, what is fake, revealing only truth. Purple sunbeams, keeping me awake, as the shadows fade to gray. Purple sunbeams, shining bright as day.
This is Bird Note. Birds are part of the complex web of nature, and each...